Blackstone presents The War of Words, How America's GI Journalists Battled Censorship and Propaganda to Help Win World War II, by Molly Guptill Manning. This book is read by Elizabeth Rogers. To those who spread freedom of expression across the world by writing, cartooning, reading, and sharing their stories of war. Introduction. When Dean Chatelaine led his unit into battle in southern Tunisia in early 1943, he did not expect the day's events would turn him into a literary celebrity. As the 24-year-old's tank rounded a corner, the Germans scored a perfect artillery shot at point-blank range. Flames erupted, shrapnel flew in all directions, and four of Chatelaine's crew died instantly. As Chatelaine tried to escape the inferno, he realized that he could not run because his left foot was barely attached to his body. Clawing across the ground, Chatelaine crawled to a shallow trench where the tank's only other survivor died in his arms. Alone, Chatelaine lay on the hot sand as his mangled foot tortured him with pain. Worried he would bleed out, Chatelaine made a tourniquet with his belt and amputated what remained of his left foot with a jackknife. When German soldiers overran Chatelaine's position, they did not bother to take him prisoner. Chatelaine did not look like a man who would live through the night. Realizing help might never come, Chatelaine's thoughts drifted to his wife, whom he had married only a year before. They had dreams, buying a home, having kids, growing old together. Instead, she would receive a Western Union telegram reporting the death of her husband and their dreams. The desert grew dark and cold as hours ticked by. The unrelenting percussion of artillery confirmed the battle raged on. Death was taking its time. As he waited for it, Chatelaine realized he had a notepad and pen in his breast pocket. He always carried writing supplies. Since his early days in the army, Chatelaine wrote poems about his adjustment to the military, capturing feelings that proved universal. "That's what I think," Chatelaine's fellow soldiers said when they read his verses. Now, angry that his life was coming to an end, sad for his friends who had just died, and bitter that they would all be reduced to a number in a casualty report, Chatelaine let off steam by writing. "What did you do today, my friend, from morn until the night? How many times did you complain the rationing is too tight? When are you going to start to do all the things you say? A soldier would like to know, my friend, what did you do today? We met the enemy today."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?